Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, Bhishma's Passing Away, text number 43. Sutuvacha Krishna evam bhagavati mano vag jisti vritibi atmani atmanam avesya santa svasa upavramat sutuvacha Krishna evam bhagavati mano vag jisti vritibi atmanyatmanam avesya santa svasa upavramat sutuvacha Krishna evam bhagavati mano vang drishti vrittibhi atman yatmanam avesya sunta svasa upharamat sutuvacha Krishna evam bhagavati mano vang drishti vrittibhi atmanyat manam avesha santa svasa upavramat Krishna evam bhagavati mano vartivistivi atmanyat manam avesha Santa Svasu Parama Krishna Eva Bhakti Mano Vistibi Atman Yatmanam Avesya Santa Svasu Parama Sutuvacha Krishna evam bhagavati Atman yatmanam avesha Santa svasu parama Avesha Santa Svasu Paramat Matajis Sutuvacha Krishna Evam Bhagavati Manovag Dutivistibi Atman Yatmanam Avesha Santa Svasu Paramat Sutuvacha Krishna Evam Bhagavati Manovag Dustivistivi Atmanam Atmanayavisa Santa Svasu Paramat Sutuvacha Sutta Goswami said, Krishna, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, evam only Bhagavati unto him, Mana, mind. Vak, speech. Drishti, sight. Vritibi, activities. Atmani, unto the super soul. Atmanam, the living being. Avesha, having merged in. Sa, he. Anta, svasa, inhaling. Upavramat, became silent. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sutta Goswami said, thus Bhishma Dev merged himself in the super soul of Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with his mind, speech, sight, and actions, and thus became silent, and his breathing stopped. Purport. The stage attained by Bhishma Dev while quitting his material body is called Nirvikalpa Samadhi, because he merged his self into thinking of the Lord and his mind into remembering his different activities. He chanted the glories of the Lord, and by his sight he began to see the Lord personally present before him. And thus all his activities became concentrated upon the Lord without deviation. This is the highest stage of perfection, and it is possible for everyone to attain this stage by practice of devotional service. The devotional service of the Lord consists of 9 principles of service activities, and they are 1. Hearing, 2. Chanting, 3. Remembering, 4. Serving the lotus feet, 5. Worshipping, 6. Praying, 7. Executing the orders, 8. Fraternizing, and 9. Fully surrendering. Any one of them, or all of them, are equally competent to award the desired result, but they require to be practiced persistently under the guidance of an expert devotee of the Lord. The first item, hearing, is the most important item of all. And therefore, hearing of the Bhagavad Gita and later on Srimad Bhagavatam is essential for the serious candidate who wants to attain the stage of Bhishma Dev at the end. The unique situation at Bhishma Dev's time of death can be attained even though Lord Krishna may not be personally present. His words of the Bhagavad Gita or those of Srimad Bhagavatam are identical with the Lord. They are sound incarnations of the Lord, and one can fully utilize them to be entitled to attain the stage of Bhishma Dev, who was one of the 8 Vashus. Every man or animal must die at a certain stage of life. But one who dies like Bhishma Dev attains perfection, and one who dies forced by the laws of nature dies like an animal. That is the difference between a man and an animal. And the human form of life is especially meant for dying like Bhishma Dev. Om Gyanatam Anandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chaksurum Litam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Kroti Vacha Lang Pung Lang Hai Te Garim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Banshikapatyubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Puditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here we're hearing how Bhishma Dev, he attained the goal of the human form of life, which is to be absorbed in Krishna at the time of death. And Prabhupada mentions here in the purport that it is possible. It may seem impossible at times. Not an easy thing to achieve, but possible. And here it's mentioned by Sutta Goswami how that is possible. It's possible by engaging the mind, the speech, sight, and actions in the service of the Lord. To engage the mind in the service of the Lord, we have this nice process of chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This mantra is like it's an anti-inflammatory mantra for the false ego. Now the false ego is our main obstacle to achieving perfection in life. You know, that we're this body, we're the enjoyers, we're the proprietors. Actually, we're the very, very small souls within this body, part of Krishna. And by chanting this mantra, this false ego gradually diminishes. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a statement, Jarya Yasa Yakosham Nagirnam Analoyata, that this process of bhakti yoga, devotional service, it dissolves the false ego, the subtle body of the living entity. It's like rust on some steel surface. It's very difficult to remove. But you put acid on this rust and it removes the rust. So to get free of this false ego is very, very difficult. But Krishna is very powerful. Actually, he is unlimitedly powerful. And the name of Krishna and Krishna are non-different. So the name of Krishna is also very powerful. So this false ego, this contaminated consciousness, all this contamination can be washed away by this process. Also it's stated in the Shastra that if one wants to counteract all the contamination of the age of Kali, and be free of all the sins of the sage, there is no alternative than to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And there's a lot of contamination in this age of Kali. You may have noticed. Yeah? A lot of contamination. So this is the only way to get free. Iti sudasikam nama kali kalanasanasana. If we chant Hare Krishna sincerely, we hear about Krishna sincerely, then we're not in Kali Yuga. We're in Satya Yuga. And someone else may be in Satya Yuga, but not engaged in devotional service, not in Satya Yuga, Kali Yuga. He's in Kali Yuga. So it's just dependent on one's consciousness. We can transcend this Kali Yuga. Kalir dosh nidhe rajan asti he kumahadkin kirtan deva krishna mukta sangha param vajan. This age of Kali, it's filled with many, many bad qualities, horrible qualities, the natures of this age of Kali. But the one good quality of this age is that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, one can become completely purified of all this contamination and develop one's love for Krishna. Go back to Krishna. So the problem is that we've been in this world for some time and we've attained some bad habits. The habit is second nature. To get free of these bad habits is difficult. We have this free will, and with this free will, we've chosen wrong things, just like people choose to take some intoxication, heroin, crack, cigarettes. I have one friend, he was a book distributor. We distributed books for many years in Miami together. But he went through some difficulty and kind of slipped away, still a devotee, but he got into the bad habit of smoking cigarettes again. Now he's been smoking cigarettes for 25 years. And I tried to encourage him to get off, but he said, it's just so difficult. This addiction for intoxication, so difficult to become free of, but to speak of heroin or crack. So they utilize their free will and chose these things, but when one becomes addicted to these things, then one loses that freedom. He had that choice, and he loses the freedom to do the right thing. So fortunately, we've gotten this guidance by Krishna, by Srila Prabhupada, to do the right thing. It's not easy to get off that sinful track and get onto the right track, this devotional track. But, as Prabhupada says here in the purport, one has to do it persistently. We have to persistently engage in this devotional service. And eventually we'll give up this low attraction to this material nature and be attracted to Krishna. Maya is very powerful. Maya pulls a living entity down, just like gravity, you know, pulls weight down. Yeah. So Maya is very powerful and is so powerful that it pulls a living entity down. They don't want to go down, but pull down. But you know, there's a way to actually go beyond the even gravity pull, about 100 miles away from the planet, and you get away from this gravity pull. So suddenly we can get away from Maya's pull by surrendering to Krishna. Maya is very powerful. Very difficult to cross over Maya, the illusory energy. But if we surrender to Krishna, then we can cross beyond this very powerful illusory energy. So we need strength. Srila Prabhupada once said that we should have the courage of a British soldier and the heart of a Bengali mother. Bengali mothers must have very soft hearts. And British soldiers, they're very strong soldiers. Yeah. There's one poet, British poet, he wrote a poem for the soldiers. Ours is not to ask why, but to do and to die. Famous stanza there. So they're ready to give their life for Britain, for a little island. So we should be ready to give our life for Krishna. Much bigger goal, you know, to attain Krishna. We can go back to Krishna. Yeah. But we have to be strong. We have to pray to Krishna for strength. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, so push on thy mortal soul against an evil deed that stands with lust and hate. A hero be indeed. Maintain thy posts as firmly as you can. Not let matter push thee down. Oh, stand, heroic man. Beautiful poem by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we're meant to become strong in Krishna consciousness. That's the goal of life, to become strong in Krishna consciousness. And by this connection to Krishna, by this connection with the pure devotees, with the Shastra, it's possible. We can become very strong in the service of the Lord. And then, when tests come by Maya, we'll be able to pass them. Srila Prabhupada mentions this verse by Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is only 5 years old, but he was so powerful. Such a child. So powerful. Even Hiranyakasipu, who had so many demigods under his thumb. Indra, so many demigods were his servants. So powerful, but he couldn't kill this child, Prahlad. And he became so frustrated, he shouted at Prahlad, "Where have you gotten your strength? Where have you gotten your power?" He became so frustrated. So then Prahlad said, "Well, I got it from the same place you did, Krishna." And that was too much. He said, "Oh yeah, where is your Krishna? Is he in this pillar?" He smashed the pillar, and then to his great surprise, Lord Nrsingadev came out. He had his last battle at that point. So we can become very strong by this remembering Krishna. Katanchana smate yasmin duskaram sukaram bhavet vishmate vipharitang shat shri chaitanya namamitam. If one remembers Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, then very, very difficult things become very easy. But if one forgets Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then very easy things become very difficult. So therefore this hearing, chanting, remembering is so important. This purifies us. This purifies us so that we can be qualified, as what's happened here with Bhishma. He became qualified to enter into the kingdom of God. This is what we want. We want to go back home, back to Godhead. But as Prahlad Maharaj said, he said, "I'm not interested in going alone." So many yogis, they go to the Himalayas, and now there's so many retreats in the West also, and they're interested in their own spiritual advancement, but they're not so concerned about others. But Prabhupada was very, very interested in helping everyone go back to Godhead. Therefore, our mission is to help everyone advance in Krishna consciousness. And thus help everyone become happy. And therefore this book distribution is so important for helping people in this direction. A couple of nice things have happened here in the Los Angeles area with our book distributors. Devavrata Prabhu was distributing books a few days ago, and he approached one young man. He said, "Hey, did you get one yet?" And he showed him one of the books, and he said, "Yeah, I got. And now I understand Krishna. He's my Lord and Master. Yeah. I just want to serve Krishna." And Devavrata was like shocked, you know, "Wow, where'd you get that from?" "I got it from your books." "Oh yeah, which one?" "Journey of Self-Discovery." And he said, "Well..." So David asked him, "Where'd you get it?" "I found it on the floor. It was on the ground." Yeah. Sometimes devotees say, "Well, so many books, they throw them away. They don't read them." Somebody got a book from a devotee, didn't like it, threw it down. It's not the end of the story. This person picked it up, and from reading this book, he understood Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is my Lord and Master. I just want to serve Him. And he had a friend this person had a friend that was an atheist. And he thought, well, maybe this person will get something out of this. So he loaned it to him. And this person who gave the book to the atheist, after his friend reading it, this atheist said, now I understand there's a God, and his name is Krishna. This is the Shakti of Srila Prabhupada. An atheist just reads Prabhupada's words, there is a God, and his name is Krishna. Isn't that nice? This is a result of book distribution. You got his information, right? So he's in contact with him. A couple of weeks ago also, Dira Lita Prabhu and Ananda Kirtan, they were distributing, and Dira Lita Prabhu set up his table, and one student came, and this person fell in love with Prabhupada's books. It was like love at first sight. Yeah. He just fell in love with Prabhupada's books, and he stayed there with Dira Lalita all day long at the book table. He had a great time distributing books. Yeah. So then they decided to go back the next week. So Dira Lalita, he had his phone number, so he called him and said, hey, we're coming. You want to come help set up the table? And he said, yeah, sure, I'll be there. So they set up, and again, he's distributing books and helping Dira Lalita Prabhu. So, amazing. Ananda Kirtan, he's walking around the campus. So there's a table, and Ananda Kirtan, he's walking around. So Ananda Kirtan's distributing books, and one elderly man comes towards him. And Ananda Kirtan's thinking, this guy's going to ask me to stop, or he's going to ask me to do some, you know, bureaucracy to get permission to distribute or something. But it turns out this man, he's a professor of philosophy and religion. So he tells Ananda Kirtan, you know, I'm giving a class on philosophy and religion, and today we're discussing Bhagavad Gita. And you're a practitioner of the Bhagavad Gita. Can you come to my class and speak on Bhagavad Gita? Ananda Kirtan said, yeah, sure. So he went to the class. He spoke for a half hour. Students loved it. Professor loved it. The professor's asking all these questions for the benefit of the students. So then the professor says, you know, we go on field trips to temples and other places of interest, and maybe we can go to your temple. And yeah, Ananda Kirtan said, yeah, sure. So the professor asked the students, and all the students were enthusiastic. Yeah, let's go to the temple. Yeah. So that was a pretty interesting experience for him. So then Ananda Kirtan leaves the classroom, and he runs into two other people, siblings. They're devotees of Krishna. And they were talking to Ananda Kirtan, saying how they wanted to start a club on the campus. Orange Coast College, I think, right? But they needed a sponsor, the professor, the faculty, to sponsor the club. So Ananda Kirtan thought, well, I just met this nice professor. Well, I think I could help you in that. So he went back and spoke to the professor, and the professor said, yeah, sure, no problem. I'd love to sponsor it. Not only will I sponsor it, but I'll participate in the meetings of the students in the club. He's so enthusiastic. So these siblings, brother and sister, they're very happy to hear this. So Ananda Kirtan went back to the table where Dira Lalita Prabhu was, and the student also is distributing there. So the student heard about the club that's going to be started, and he was in more ecstasy. Yeah. He's in ecstasy distributing books and being there with Dira Lalita Prabhu, and now there's going to be a club on campus. So what a nice day, huh? So all kinds of nice things are happening with this book distribution. Why? Because it's what Krishna wants. Krishna comes to give this knowledge because people are in ignorance. People are in ignorance. They think that they're their bodies. They don't know that this body, it's just a field of activities. Kshetra. There's a kshetra and there's a kshetra gya. Kshetra gya means the soul within the field of activities. Yeah. And then there's the paramatma. So by giving this knowledge out to the people, people are able to understand the reality that they're different from the body. They're not learning this in the universities. Even big professors, Prabhupada used to speak about this one professor, Professor Kotowski. Yeah. Professor of Indian studies. He studies the Vedas. But so ignorant. He told Prabhupada that when the body dies, it's all over. Prabhupada was shocked. Here's someone who's studying the Vedas. And still ignorant of a past life. So we have this very valuable knowledge. Yeah, that explains about the past, you know, next life, all about Krishna, devotional service. These are treasures. And when people read these books, they become wealthy. It's like the last word in the Bhagavad Gita is Dhananjaya, referring to Arjuna. So Dhananjaya means he who has wealth. Not so much material wealth, but spiritual wealth. After Arjuna got this knowledge from the Bhagavad Gita, he became very wise. He said, Sarvam etad ratam manye. All the